everybody. It's Sunday. It's noon. Guess what? The sun's out. Today, that's good. Boy, does that make a difference. I was up at Spike's Holes in Forest Lake yesterday from 10 to 4 for their huge sale on Nutrisource products. Thank you all for coming out and saying hi. I greatly appreciate it. And but it was a cloudy, windy, but you know what? The best thing, there was no rain. If there would have been rain, it would have been just miserable. But it worked out good. We went through every last sample of Nutrisource, which, I mean, we come loaded, right? Me and Hope from Nutrisource. And there was she went with total empty bins. She came with five loaded bins, those big black ones with the yellow tops, and they were all gone because there was lots of people up there and had a grand time. And I want to thank you all for stopping by, saying hi, and hopefully you got some great deals. And now remember, all the sales on the Nutrisource products are at Spike Cools, and they've got many locations, so check out their website. I was up at the one Forest Lake, and they got Stillwater, they got Elk River, they got Delano, Maple Plain or Maple Grove, I can't remember. But anyway, so yeah, so check Loretto. Is it not Delano? Loretto, I think it is. But anyway, so yeah, check out all their locations for all the great Nutrisource sales. The big, it's huge. It's just huge. Buy one, get one free of all their canned or canned cat foods or dog foods. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free of all their treats, all the Nutrisource treats, all of them. All right. And then $10 off the 26-pound bag. And then I can't remember the 13-pound bag. I believe it's $3 or $5 off. You'll have to check the on the website. It'll tell you. But anyway, so this, you can stock up between now and May 2nd on all the Nutrisource products. This is huge. They've Nutrisource, as long as I've been with them, which is like 19 years, I've never seen a sale like this. So you really got to stock up. And remember, as long as you don't open it, it's going to be just fine, okay? All right. Hey, on the other side of glass, we have Lexis. Hi, Lexis.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Ellie's gone today. No, she's out probably enjoying the beautiful weather.
Yes.
Unlike yesterday when we froze. Luckily, I had not cleaned out my avalanche with winter stuff, you know, the extra boots, mittens, and then the coat. It wouldn't have been pretty if I... But luckily, I had a coat, and we all was well, and we did fine. So, but yeah, those sales from Nutrisource products, I'm just totally blown away. So you guys, this is a great chance to try Nutrisource at a great price, especially their treats. Buy one and get one free. You know me, I love their jerkies. Their jerkies are fantastic. And those are the only kind of jerkies that I even give them to the cats. And they got three kinds of jerkies, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Check the website, NutrisourcePetFoods.com. But all their products, all of them, folks, are on sale until May 2nd at Spike's Holes. Oh. But anyway, so it's been a while since you've been here. So anything new and exciting on your side?
Not really. I have a kitten. Ooh. I think I told you about that last time. Mm-hmm. She's getting bigger.
Oh, good.
When I first adopted her, she was so tiny, and now she's keeps growing.
Oh, nice. What did you name her?
Her name's Scarlet. We just kept the name that she had when we adopted her.
Scarlet's a nice sound name.
Yeah.
What kind of personality does she have?
She has a ton of energy.
Oh, that's a
this
kitten.
This is my first cat ever.
Is it? Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised because everyone talks about how easy cats are, and then we got her, and she wants to play nonstop forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing you got to remember, don't play rough with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people will take their hand and put on the head and push the kitten, you know, type of, or wrestle with them.
Yeah.
Don't play, because otherwise it's going to bite you in the butt later. Just like with puppies. You don't play tug of war with puppies. Don't play rough wrestling games because it teaches them to grow up to be a, not, you know what I mean, a pushy dog or cat. So that, and like I said, you should go up on these buy one, get one free canned cat foods from Nutrisource.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you should have the cat, the kitten especially, on all grain-free canned food. No dry whatsoever. Number one, cats don't chew their food, they lick it. If the nugget's too big, they try to chew it. And with her teeth, she's still got baby teeth. And
yeah.
So that's really hard for them. So you do best to do the grain-free canned foods. Remember, cats can't drink enough moisture to compensate for the dry matter of the dry food.
Mm-hmm.
So all indoor cats, especially indoor cats, should be on total grain-free canned foods. And this is your opportunity with Nutrisource. Buy one, get one free. People, that's free. You buy 10, you get, you know, I don't even know. I want to say they're $1.89. I can't remember. It's been a while because I haven't bought the canned one for it because Walter... I don't know if they're $189 or $229. But it's a huge savings. It's just huge. And usually your average was a kitten and probably 3/4 of a can, you know, that like the tuna fish size can, mm-hmm. 3/4 of a can a day is probably what it would wind up to be. And then usually most cats can do fine with the 5-ounce, like tuna fish size can, half in the morning and half at night. They can usually do good. So, you know, if you're, let's bring that up. You know, I get a lot of calls or emails that people where the cats wake them up at night. Does yours wake you up?
She wakes me up at usually 6 or 7 in the morning.
Oh, that's not bad. She doesn't, not, you don't have a 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning one?
No.
Excellent. Because there's cats that will come up and say, hello, hello. And usually those are the cats that are fed a dry diet where they're, you know how carbs make you more hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then all of a sudden at, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm hungry. And what do people do? They get up, they go feed them, and then go back to bed. But then you'd start getting a fat cat. So it's really important to feed grain-free canned foods. And Nutrisource has got a lot, many formulas. And like I say, folks, this is on everything Nutrisource. Everything is, like I say, the 50% buy one, get one free. So for the cat food and the dog food. And the treats, I just can't get over. This is a good time to stock up on treats. So anyway, hopefully you guys got some good questions for me today because it's so nice. I know you're probably out and hopefully listening to the show. And remember, if you ever missed a show or if you're driving and you can't remember something, you can go to mytalk1071.com, go to my show page, and I've got my podcast there from since 2018. So anyway, so you have any questions about your cat, your kitten?
I guess I know this is a common one as well, but she bites a lot. Not like an aggressive bite. It's usually play biting. And I know I don't try to ever play with her mm-hmm. with my hands.
Right.
I always try to bring a toy, but then she'll literally move away from the toy and try a soft bite again. Okay, like she's always kind of interested in doing
then,
that.
Then what you're going to do is give her a with your, like a, you know, in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Just give her a first and then go into her face.
Okay,
don't spit on her. But
sure.
But anyway, because they don't like that poof in the face. Okay, and so then, but what you're after is that what by hissing, you know, that's like a say no to a dog or ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if pretty soon they're gonna put that with the you know in together, and so if all you have to do is go and then they're gonna. You know, duck and run. You know,
okay.
I don't want that. I don't want that. So anyway, but yeah, that's very normal. And plus you have to pay attention. There's some cats that get overstimulated when you pet them. I had one cat, his name was Frank, and he always wanted to be petted. But if you go for that fourth pet, I told everybody, you're on your own. Because usually by the, you know, the first one's okay, second one's okay, third one, he's getting a little, the tail's starting to kind of like, I'm done. And if you go for that fourth pet, I said, you might get bit. So that's another thing. You got to learn the personality of them getting overstimulated because they do, you know, by being petted. And there's some cats as they get older, they just pet them all day long. They don't care. And so have you been brushing your cat at all?
Yeah, I tried to. She has very short hair.
But see, that helps with desensitizing to stimulation for cats that get overstimulated. So.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Yeah, some days. Okay, hey, give a call, a holler, 651-641-1071. Okay, here's a riddle for you today. How are dog catchers in the UK paid? How are dog catchers in the UK paid? Okay, we'll be right back.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes. And massage. Yeah, totally. So join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
All right, appreciate it. You're tuned into the KDK9 show. I'm here every Sunday, noon to 2. I'm your nooner on Sundays. How are dog catchers in the UK paid? Do you have any idea there, Lex?
I hope well, I guess.
That's good. No, they get paid by the pound. Ding.
That's
there we go.
One.
Dog catchers in the UK are paid by the pound. All right. Ding. There we go. All right. Who's up first?
Yes, we got Tiffany, who has a diabetic cat and just wants to know how to feed her better.
All right. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. I have a newly diagnosed 8-year-old cat with a diabetic. Mm-hmm. We've never given her wet food before until she got the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. She's obsessed. She begs for it all the time. She scratches at the door when we're sleeping. Anytime we go to the kitchen, she thinks she's getting some.
Okay.
I would just like to listen for advice on, is this going to continue forever? Or she's obsessed with the wet food.
Oh, good, good. But now, do you got her off the dry food?
We're working on that because I feel like she's hungry all the time.
No, that's a human thing there. So stop.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is that, now I'm guessing that she's overweight, right?
No, she's underweight.
Oh, she lost the weight from the diabetes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go to the good grain-free canned foods.
Yes,
good grain-free. Okay? And then she's going to get how many pounds is she right now?
11.
Okay. So I would start out with a half a can in the morning of the 5-ounce cans, and half in the evening, mash it up, put a little bit of warm water with it to make kind of a gravy because cats love to lick. Okay.
Okay.
Now remember, cats need a lot of protein. That's the difference between dog food and cat food. There's a couple other things, but the majority is that cat food is a real high protein. So what you can do is you can get some raw hamburger, raw chicken, and then put a teaspoon of raw hamburger with her canned food. Now make sure, and this heads up for everybody listening, anytime you feed a dog or a cat, the food has to be at room temperature. Can't just take it out of the refrigerator and put it down. They don't want it cold, all right? There are some dogs or some cats that will eat anything that's not nailed down, but the majority of them, that they need, it needs to be room temperature. So usually
hamburger's okay.
You betcha. And so because what we want is that we got to get moisture into her system. And the big thing now I want you to remember, if you pull her off of the dry food, uh-huh, that once you've been on grain-free canned food for at least 2 weeks, maybe three, you're going to have her reassess, take in and see what her numbers are doing. Because once you get that carbs out of there, because carbs turn into sugar, sugar turns into fat, right? And a diabetic cat doesn't need any sugar. Nobody needs any sugar if they got diabetes, right? Okay. And so her numbers are going to change hugely when you get her off that dry food and get her into a really good diet. And they do have freeze-dried and raw for cats. In the freezer section, if you go to Pet Supply Plus, Pet Evolution, Atlas Pet Supply, things like that, you can, they do have, and same with all the spikes, have a refrigerator section, type thing. And then you can, the freeze dried is the raw with the meat, with the water taken out. Because I always have a stash of freeze dried in case I forget to thaw out some of the raw. Okay. And then, like I said, just break it up, put warm water on it, let it rehydrate, and then let them, because the thing is that you got to get her off the carbs because carbs make the animal and us. Why can't we eat just one potato chip? Okay. And so we get carb addicted, and before you know it, the bag's gone. And that's why once you get her on a good solid, as far as get off that dry and then into, more substantial. And if she's lost, now does she look good at the weight? Or is she starting to look, now you're used to probably seeing her fat, but the,
yeah,
okay.
That is concerned because, he felt the back of her hips, and he is kind of concerned of the stage that she's in.
Okay, how old is she?
Eight.
Eight.
And her glucose was over 500. But we just took her in for a well visit.
Okay.
We had no idea.
Okay. So what you can do, maybe take 3/4 of that canned, cat food. The 5-ounce one that looks like a tuna fish can. Okay, take three, start out with a half in the morning, half at night, and see what happens, okay? And then, add a little bit, a teaspoon of a hamburger or a raw chicken. You can get chicken, canned chicken, maybe break some of that up and put that in with her food, too. Okay, so the main thing, because you want the calories, but the big thing is you need that protein. All right. That's what's going to make her feel full, is that protein. But that's why a lot of cats that are just have a dry diet, that they're at the door at the bedroom door at 2-3 o'clock in the morning screaming because now the carb effect wore off and they're hungry, And see, because carbs is just in a couple hours, you're hungry again. I know when I have my carb days, man, I can eat everything but the kitchen sink and I'm still hungry.
So Nutrisource is available everywhere? Can I get it on Amazon, or is it just certain stores?
They sell to mom and pop shops. Okay. I mean, that means they don't sell to Petco, PetSmart, the Giants things. And like I said, if you go to Spikes now, Spikes, they have got buy one can get one free. So you can stock up a lot with that. Okay. You want to try to get, try all their formulas and find out which one the cat likes. And cat takes changes tough. It sounds like she really likes that. So just nix the dry and just go straight to the canned. All right.
Okay.
And you should see her feeling. But for sure, once you get it totally on that, in 2 to 3 weeks, you take her in for a reassessment. Because this is what's happening. Was she just diagnosed?
Yeah, I take her in every 3 weeks to get her like a hemoglobin A1C kind of thing to see where she's at.
Okay.
Because we're still trying to figure out the dose of insulin.
Right. But this is some good news, is that if she has just started insulin, by changing her diet, you may get her system working again where you don't need the insulin. Because I've had cats that, that I've worked with, whereas they've only been in insulin for maybe a month or two. Okay. And by changing the diet, those numbers went just perfect, and they didn't even need the insulin. If the cat's been on, for a while, that's a tougher thing. But there again, it lowers the dose of insulin that you have to give if you can't get them to straighten out. But yeah, I've had a lot of success stories on that. So the big thing is that diet. Nix all dry food, only good grain-free canned foods, and like it's the Nutrisource. Don't buy stuff from the big box stores, okay? And that little bit of hamburger, a little bit of chicken. Just see what meats she likes and add that to it. But now don't get her fat, okay?
I want to, but no, okay.
No. We want to keep her healthy, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Katie.
Okay, you betcha. Good. Oh, you know what? There's a book. It's called Your Cat by Hodgkins, Hodgkins. That's the Bible for all cat owners. And she's got a section about diabetes in there.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, Your Cat. Okay.
All right, I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep, that diabetes boy, I'll tell you. And it's just like humans, you got type 2 diabetes, you change your diet, all of a sudden, man, you're fine. You don't even need all this stuff. And so, like I said, it all comes down to diet. It's a question if you can do it. I know there's some people that they try to cheat and then they pay the price. And it's like, it's a new way of life. That's the way it is. Hey, you got a question? Give a holler. 651-641-1071. Who's up next?
We have Craig, who had a dog die recently, and the other dogs in the house are kind of hanging out where the dog died and even peeing in the spot.
Okay. Yep, that's normal. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Hey there.
Sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you.
Now, who's left in the pack?
Let's see. I've got three dogs, the two surviving dogs and now the new rescue dog.
Okay.
And then the cat, who was very close with the Schnauzer, after the dog, I usually do it at home so the other pets are able to smell and understand.
Okay. Yep.
Thankfully, Max passed in his sleep on my bed.
Oh.
But after I had him sent off to be cremated, the night and two and three afterwards, one of the dogs soiled, and then the cat soiled in the spot where the dog passed away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it did not go away until, of course, you have to wash everything.
Yep.
And I washed everything, and then everyone avoided the area. No one was sleeping in the bed, the pet bed.
Yep.
And is this, it's like a dog spirituality question.
Yep.
Is this normal?
Yeah. It's just like in the human world, everybody grieves differently, okay? The cat, I would say, now you said the rescue dogs, how long had they been around that pupper before he left?
Well, the rescue Cocker Spaniel was to heal my heart after Max passed away. So I got him about 10 days after the dog passed away.
Okay.
So he didn't even know the passed away dog.
Yeah, okay. But they still could, they take their cues from the other dogs and the other animals in the house too. And so now I'm sure too, you're heartbroken. And so your demeanor, you're going to have your days where you're just crushed and those guys will be there for you. And then there's very other days you can see where the dogs, and the cat are just a little bit disheveled or just, they're just lonesome. Then that's when your cue to be the funster, hey, let's play with something, whereas you kind of help them lift them up. And the whole thing is that don't be there, it's okay. What they need is leadership as far as to help them move forward, okay? Just like with us, with our losses in humans, whether it's the loss of a human or a pet, you know, we grieve. There is no timeline on grief. Everybody handles it different. But you have good days and you have bad days. And some of the days that maybe you're not dealing with it as well, you don't even, you're more melancholy, the animals might pick up on that. But definitely there's a, you know, there's this odor, there's a scent. You can use like vinegar and water when you wash the bed or whatever. Or if that dog had a specific bed, get that bed out of there for a while. Go get another bed. Okay.
Yep, that's what I did.
Yep. And so the whole thing is that we just gotta don't, because so many people, because they're, you know, melancholy because of the loss, then the animals are very good at picking up on our emotions. And so then they have a tendency to kind of go down the same tube. And so that's why what we've got to do is you got to all of a sudden pick yourself up and say, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a car ride. Let's play with the laser light, not with the dogs, with the cat. Okay. And, you know, just have your, and then now and then you can sit down and just kind of hang out. But, you know, yes, we, that spiritual world, we don't know. You know, your pupper might still be around you. I believe my puppers are around me here and there. I really do. So it's a tough decision, but the whole thing is just, you know, try to just move forward and be happy, you know, for yourself, for the dogs, and move everybody forward. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Right, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry for your life loss. Take care. Bye bye. That's a bummer. Yeah. Animals take, they, everybody grieves different. Okay. What insect can jump 130 times its own height? We'll be back. Alrighty then. Thank you for tuning in to Gator Canine Show. I appreciate it. What insect can jump 130 times its own height? Do you have any idea there, Lex?
My guess would be an insect I really don't like. Is it a tick?
Oh, no, they can't jump. They just kind of slither.
Oh, that's even grosser.
Yeah, I know. It's a flea.
Mm.
A flea, and it's equivalent to a human jumping over the Empire State Building.
Wow,
that's how high they can do, and that's why they like kind of stay to the side of the room. They people think they live on the dog and the cats. They don't. A couple might hang out there, but the majority of them are like up where like under a couch or to the side of the room where there's not busyness going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why if you're combing for fleas, what you do is you get a jar or glass, whatever, put some warm water in there and put a couple drops of dish soap in there and then swirl it. And so if you do catch snag a flea with your flea comb, then you dunk it in there. So then the flea can't jump out of there. Uh-huh. Because they can. Boy, those little they can jump big time. So anyway, okay, who's up next?
We have Michelle, who has an issue with her dog's nails kind of growing into the pad.
Ooh, that's not good. Hey there. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What kind of pupper do you got?
I have a Frenchie.
Okay.
French Bulldog, and she, the groomer that's been trimming her nails dremels them. She dremels them flat. So all of a sudden now a couple of her back toes, the nail is growing. The quick doesn't seem to be going back even though I cut them frequently. I maintain them.
Okay.
But they're growing kind of in a curve so that they're getting close to that pad.
Okay, you're talking about the dew claw, but yes, it's the one in the back of the paw.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and so...
And I'm wondering, is she cutting them wrong, or should I not have them dremeled?
Well, no, it's just whether you dremel them or whether you cut them, but usually you cut them, you don't cut them straight, usually you cut them kind of at an angle,
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And so that's why they're, now how fast does that, once you have them done, how fast does that nail grow like that?
Pretty quick.
Okay, pretty quick as in a week, 2 weeks?
For sure within 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I questioned her and asked her, like, shouldn't you cut them at an angle? And she's like, no, it's fine, but I've never had this happen with another dog.
Okay.
Is there a way to correct that?
Next time you cut them or dremel them, you dremel them at an angle instead of, you know, don't do it now if they're too short. Then you're going to get into the quick. All right? And so,
right. But if she does them when they grow out, it's right at the pad.
Yep. She needs to angle it. You know, what you could do is you can always Google it. You know, and just see, look at pictures online and just say, okay, dog's back nail, or just dog nails in cutting, what angles, you know what I mean? So you can see for yourself what, you know, what it should be. And then if you have to, print it out and bring it to the groomer.
She's been grooming forever, so she thinks she, you know, is the expert, which I understand. But my thought was it was because she's dremeling them straight across.
Because, you know, just like in humans, every person's nails are different. Their fingernails and their toenails, it's not all the same. And so each is an individual case as far as how the nail grows. And that's how you work with that dog. So that's why what I would do is I would, you know, Google it and just look at pictures, or you look on YouTube, you know, type thing, put in dog cut dremeling and, you know, dog nails, or be specific French dogs, you know, so you can see, you know, and you can, you know, you're seeing what is done with your type of dog, and what dremeling and then cutting, you know, they're two different things. So I don't have the patience for dremeling.
She's so freaked out because it hurts, because she'll try to go in. I tried to have her angle them the last time she did them, and my dog is so freaked out now. She's never screamed for her nails or anything, and now when she gets to that back area, she's just nuts.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to sound like you're going to have to desensitize her. You know, instead of doing the whole foot, you know, that just do that one nail and you're done. Okay. You know, when people are having trouble with cutting nails, whether it's cat nails or dog nails, is that I tell people, if you can do one nail a day, great. You know, by the time you get through them all, it's a good time to start on the first one. All right.
Yeah, and then I can't do that.
Okay. Okay.
She's fine with this groomer. She likes her.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, yeah. But that's what I would do is for my own information. You know what I mean? I would get a visual and this see, and a lot of times you can ask questions. But otherwise, if they have the printout, then print it out and just say, okay, we're this type of paw for this type of dog, this seems to be the norm. Can we try this? Because what we're doing is not working.
I think it's correctable.
Who knows? You know, I don't know. I train dogs. I don't groom dogs. But I've learned a lot from Marie, from Ma and Pa's up in Forest Lake and North Branch. Yeah. You know, she's helped me out. But like I said, the best thing to do is just Google it. I don't believe everything on the internet, but if you can see people doing what you are wondering about, that's the best thing. Okay?
Okay. Right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You betcha. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a look at me sending people to the internet, and I can't even do it. Every time I try to Google something, or I wind up in Tahiti. You know, it's not even close to what I originally, you know, put in. And I'm like, oh, so that's why if I got to know something, I always have, like, Robin, she's really a good fact finder, you know, type thing. So I said, okay, can you send me some links for this? And so she would. So she's so kind. But yeah, I'm not good at that. But yeah, so nails are, you know, every dog's nails grow different, just like humans' nails. And some need to be cut at a different angle, or same with horses' hooves. In one fit, there's a standard, but it doesn't fit for all horses, all dogs, all cats. So, and cats, if you can keep your cat's nails trimmed, that's awesome, because then they're not be so hard on your furniture, you know, as far as that. And one thing, you know, with cats, people don't realize this. When they go in and out of a room, just like with yours. Okay, how's your house set up, Lexi?
I have an apartment.
Okay, so like when you come into the room, if there's a couch right to the right or left, most cats will go there and either rub against it to put their scent in, like, I'm coming in, or they stop and scratch, saying, they put their scent in that way, and then they're coming in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then what I tell people to do is get some like plexiglass that's angled and just set it there so the cat can't wreck the corner of your furniture, because that's very norm for cats when they enter a room, more so than when they leave. It's more so when they enter the room.
Sure. That makes sense. I don't have a problem with her scratching up my furniture, thankfully.
Okay.
But
now, do you have a cat tree for her?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have it where she can climb it? And is there different layers to it?
Yes.
Good. And they love the barrel thing to hide into. Do you have that?
It's a kind of a square, that little boxy thing.
How tall is it?
Pretty tall. tall. Like it's a bit taller than me, and that's one of her favorite places. Yep. She loves being up high.
All cats want to be above us and look over us like, I'm cool and you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a typical cat, you know, is what it is. Yeah, because Adeline, she's got her perch, and same with like the cats in the barn. They'll sit on top of the stalls so that as you walk by, you know, the rails of the stalls, you know, you're kind of almost even with them. And then every once in a while, they go to the rafters that are above you. You know what I mean? They're looking down on you. Yeah. That's just what a cat's MO is. It's like, yeah, I'm cool, and you're not. Remember, dogs have masters, cats have staff.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's run to break, and we'll come back and get some more calls. Got a question, 651-641-1071. From what part of Canada do Labrador dogs come from? What part of Canada? We'll be back. All right. Oh, Jelly Roll. Boy, that guy sure had a heck of a life. You know that?
Yeah, he seems interesting.
Oh, very. He looks very interesting, too. I would run from him.
Same.
Yeah, but anyway, it's just amazing. What, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. That's the whole thing. Everybody says he's very kind-hearted and just, you know, just nice. So, okay. What part of Canada do the Labrador's dogs come from? What part of Canada?
I guess Ontario. I don't know.
Okay. They come from Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
So that's where the Labrador. I did not know that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it? And then they got the big Newfoundlands. You know, that's a breed of dog, the Newfoundlands. Mm. But, you know, they're big, massive. They look like big, black St. Bernards. Okay. So that's why, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, it's a Labrador Retriever. Why wouldn't they become Newfoundland Labs?
Does it roll off the tongue the same way?
No, it doesn't. Hey, got a question? Give a holler. 651-641-1071. We got some open lines. Okay, who's up next?
We have Kimberly. Mm-hmm. She wants to know about her elderly dog getting a rabies shot.
All right. Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. So, what kind of dog and how old?
He is a foster failure from previous secondhand hounds, now the son.
Okay.
But 14 years old.
Okay.
Probably Lab Healer.
All
kinds of goodness.
All kinds of goodness. All kinds of love to love.
So he had an ear infection. We took him to the vet that we've been going to with him for years. Mm-hmm. And I guess they have new people. And they said they couldn't give him a rabies shot at the time because he was, you know, had his ear problems.
Right.
But then they said they won't see him again until he has his rabies shot.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah. He doesn't need a rabies shot.
Yeah, I know. And
he's
that guy
through other puppies that we've had that had parvo.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm with the stop the shot thing.
Thank
since
you.
I heard you.
Thank
for,
you.
I mean, 12 years ago.
Nice. Yeah. That, you know, I'm sorry, but yeah, I just have a hard time when vets say that, you know. And this is what's so crazy to be a vet. When you do get into the vet industry, all the vets have to have a rabies shot. Okay. And so what the craziest is then they go back in, and I can't remember if it's 1 or 3 years, and they have a titer test done on themselves.
Yeah.
And if they got the antibodies, they do not need to get a booster of the rabies. So I don't get this, why vets themselves, why they doesn't follow through in the animal world, all right? And so the thing is that a dog that age, there's no way I would give any vaccines to, but that's my personal choice, okay?
Yeah, mine too.
Okay. The thing is that as far as not seeing you again, you know, to me, that's their loss. And the problem is that this is a vet that you've gone to on a regular basis.
Yes.
Okay, but you said it. Now they have new. What is it? Techs that are talking to you, or the vet?
I think it's a new assistant.
Okay.
Because then and vet. I'm not sure because. It's in Chaska. So.
Okay, because I guess what I would do is I try to open the lines of communication. Whereas, let's say you have to come back in, you know, I would say I want to talk to the vet that I know. You know what I mean? To go through the tech person and ask for the vet himself that you've been working with. And just say, you know, I'm very uncomfortable with my dog at 14 getting a rabies shot, you know.
And I did that on Thursday. I did.
And what did the vet say?
Well, unfortunately, we can't see him again. So he has a rabies shot. And I asked how much. And it's going to be like $80-something.
Well, that, yeah, to me, it's not the money. I don't care if it costs $500. The thing is, it's the health of the dog. That's what I'm looking at.
He's 14.
Right?
He doesn't need a rabies shot.
I know it. You know, does he have to go back to the vet?
No.
Okay. So this is a call that you got to make. You know, as far as just step back and just hope you don't need a vet until something. And then if he does, then you can always go to an ER vet or find a different vet that will work with you. You know, they're out there. They're out there. But a lot of them are not taking in new clients. And, you know, my heart goes out to the veterinary industry for the fact that they've lost so many vets to suicide. And then there's not enough people coming back in to fill the slots that are open. And then the vet techs, they're not there like they used to either. And the world changed once in 2020. And so the vet practice, and I'm sure everybody is, if you don't remember me with Mike Gilligan, you know, he was in cardiac arrest. I called nine vets and none of them could get me in because they didn't have an opening. And the vets know that I'm not wanting to take my dogs just to the vet. It's like, I've got a problem. and luckily, you know, Blue Pearl, you know, they took him in. And if it wasn't for Blue Pearl, Gilligan would have died that day because he was in cardiac arrest. And so that's why that the vet industry, you know, bless their hearts. That, you know, we need them, but some of them are just, I don't know what's going on. I really don't. It's other than they need more vets, you know, and so the vets that are working are really way overworked and say what the vet techs. And so I don't know, you know, it's just really hard. And if you catch them on a bad day, then you can get what you just got. And if you catch them on a good
day. That's what I kept saying. He's 14.
Yep. Yeah.
I just kept saying that. He's 14. He's 77 pounds. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have much time left here.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess I would just sit back and just hope that you don't have to worry about you need any vet and just kind of play it by ear. And if you have to, something really comes up, then take them to the ER and pay that price. But, you know, I'm not okay with vaccinations. You know me, one and done. But it's a crazy world.
They said it was a law.
Well, I don't know about that. See, state of law, Minnesota, yes, there the law is you have to have an updated rabies shot if you got a dog, cat, whatever type thing. Okay, but also is that let's say an incident happened, let's say a dog bit somebody. As long as you can prove you had one rabies shot, they will put them in quarantine. Okay, and as long as they're not foaming at the mouth, you know, then they'll make you get a rabies shot after that. You know, after that, you know, they've been through quarantine. So anyway, so yeah,
it's not a law that I have to have a 14-year-old dog, 77 pounds, get a rabies shot.
No, like I say, there is a law in the state of Minnesota that dogs, cats, horses—I don't know about horses—should have updated. Updated. That's the word there. Okay.
He hasn't had them since I started the stop shot.
Yeah. So, like I said, just kind of sit back and let's just hope you don't need the vet and I'll be okay. And that's all we can do. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I'm okay with my decision. You know what I mean? As far as, and everybody has to decide on what there is best for themselves. Okay. And so I just learned a lot about, because I had a horse that had a vaccine reaction. And that's when I went and started reading about vaccinations and understanding about them. And so I'm okay with my, you know, thing. But,
right. And I agree with all that stop the shot stuff. I got the book. I listened to you and I did that. And I don't think he's had anything since he was four.
And that's probably why he's 14. But
and that's what breaks my heart is the next time I'm going to go is probably, you know.
But you can have, but the thing is that you can have people come to your house too, you know, like pet cremation MN. You know,
that's
used them.
It's so expensive though.
It's about $250. Yeah, it's about $250. But I don't know. Well, let's not cross that bridge for Pete's sakes right now, okay? Let's just settle back.
Yeah,
let's just settle back and just kind of enjoy your pupper and take things as they come, okay?
Thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you, kiddo. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's it's a touchy subject. Just got to empower yourself is what you got to do and you make your own decisions, okay? I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just saying what I do, so okay? So don't say, well, the three words that vet don't like is Katie K9 says. I said, I'm only saying stuff because I want to empower you and not be a drone and know what you're doing and putting in and on your pets so you can make maybe more better decisions by, you know, going to websites, learning and blah, blah, blah. So who's up next?
Up next, we have Kelly, who has an issue with her cat peeing in the house.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How old's your cat?
It's my daughter's cat. I think he's about 8 or 9.
Okay. And then is he peeing in the house or is he doo-dooing, not using the litter box? What's going on?
He's using the litter box, but we have 3 cats, but I'm pretty sure it's him.
Okay.
Because he was peeing in my other daughter's bedroom, but he always pees along the wall.
Oh, that's called marking.
Yeah, so I don't know. We pulled up all the carpet upstairs and put hardwood, vinyl in.
Okay.
And then now I have new carpet in the living room, and that's where I noticed he has gone.
Okay.
And it's in the corner, but it's up against the wall, the 2 walls where they meet.
What kind of personality does he have?
Oh, he's super laid back, sweet. He's like a dog.
Yeah, that's crazy. What food is he getting fed?
He's getting, name one that's popular. Not Purina.
Nutrisource is my choice, but.
No, not Nutrisource. Okay.
No, is it a grain, is it a canned or is it a dry?
Dry. Well, okay. I've been giving them canned as a little snack, but mostly dry food.
Okay. Yeah, I guess what I would do, if his personality is very laid back, what I would do is change his diet to a total grain-free canned food. And the reason is because, especially if he's a male cat, they could start getting crystals in their urine between 6 and 8 and then maybe 11, 12, you know, where they get blockages for the crystals from eating dry food because they can't drink enough water to compensate for the dry matter. And they start getting crystals in their urine, and that'll run you a pretty vet bill, all right? And so by going to a total grain-free canned foods, you'll eliminate that because now you got the moisture in the food. And the thing is that he might not be feeling it because usually spraying like that is type thing as far as mine. But sometimes the diet can play into this. And so I would give it a shot for about 2-3 weeks of just total grain-free canned foods and just see if his demeanor changes, he feels better, and that he, you know what I mean, that spraying stops. Otherwise, there's pheromones that you can get and such like that. Okay?
Okay. It's hard because I have 2 other cats.
Okay, can you hold on? I got to run to break. So hold on and we'll talk a little bit more when we get back. Okay? Okay. Let's see. Where are we at? Let's see. How many eyes do most species of spiders have? How many eyes? We'll be back.